Dealing with the coronavirus crisis is our topic during this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest is Dr. Steve Holtze. He is the founder and CEO of Holtze Health and Wellness Center in Houston, and Holtze is spelled H-O-T-Z-E. He's a best-selling author. He also has a video that he produced recently that he hosts, just very short, very small, very simple, about the whole problem of the coronavirus, and especially the blowing it up as a story maybe beyond its worth. It's reminiscent of the idea, if it bleeds, it leads. And maybe this story is being blown up out of proportion. Dr. Holtze, it's great to have you on the program. And we've got a link to your little video there explaining things for anybody who wants to watch that, and we hope they will. But tell me your reaction to the way the media and many people in the country, even sports teams, are dealing with the coronavirus crisis.
I like to I'm a maverick, and I'm very unconventional, and I've always because I do natural approaches to health, the Holtze Health and Wellness Center, we're always running up against the conventional way to look at things. And we do natural approaches to health, so I was very interested when the coronavirus came out. You know, how are they going to deal with this? And all of a sudden, people became irrationally full of fear about this. And then there was mass hysteria, and they're stripping the counters of the grocery stores, and people are calling off school and church services and everything. I'm going like, this is sheer madness. I've never seen a panic like this in my life. The only thing I could think back, maybe this is what it was like December 7th, 1941 at Pearl Harbor. I've never seen so much panic, at least on TV, about anything in my life. So I would say, I think that MSM, fake news media, and most of the leaders in the medical profession have blown this completely out of proportion. I would say this is much like the emperor. The emperor has no clothes, and nobody's willing to say, guys, get a grip. This is not a problem like you think it is. And let me explain. You might say, well, that sounds heretical. You don't agree with the Surgeon General? No, I don't. I don't believe it's a huge problem. And let me tell you why. Look at the statistics. The statistics, according to the CDC, that's the Center for Disease Control, on their website, every day at 4 o'clock, they give you a rundown. Yesterday, there were 1,215 people who were presumed to have the virus. We don't even have good kits. Just got through listening to Trump, President Trump. They're still trying to come up with testing and get kits out to everybody. Other countries had them, but the FDA had everything tied up, and we don't even have them here. So that's a shame, and that's why Trump had to push this through. But we had 1,215 people presumed to have the virus. 35 have died. Now, let me just ask you. Forget you've watched anything on TV, and I said, hey, guess what? I just found out, you know, that we got an infection going around that 1,200 people have got it and 35 have died. In Houston? No, in the United States. And you go, yeah, okay, so what? Yesterday, 110 people died in car wrecks. 1,800 people died yesterday and today and every day of heart disease. We had 2.8 million people that had sexually transmitted disease last year. 1,000 get them every day. We got all kinds of diseases. And you say, what's the big deal? Oh, but now you look at it, it's everybody's got on their Chicken Little costume running around going, the world's falling, the sky's falling, and we're all going to die. We're going to die of the coronavirus. That is poppycock. I'm just going to tell you, let me explain to you why. Because there's a severe epidemic that's gone on in America every year. It starts on October 1st. It goes through March. You know what epidemic that is?
The flu?
The flu epidemic. Now, I haven't heard hiding or hair about it. All people say, we've got to be careful of the flu, you know, da-da-da-da. But you don't hear anybody screaming about this on radio or TV and the politicians grandstanding and fake news media blaming the president on the flu virus and all that. Here's the statistics by the Center for Disease Control. Go look at them online, folks. As of February 29th, the last time they reported, from October 1st to February 29th, there had been up to 49 million, that's M, million people in the United States that had contracted the flu. That's over 14%. Up to 620,000 had been hospitalized. Now listen to this. Upwards of 52,000 have died. we had 35 that have died of the coronavirus. Let's say it was 10 times that much, 350. That pales compared to the number of people that have died of the flu this year and every year. That's averaging from October 1st to today, about 350 people dying of the flu every day. Now, if you came down with the flu at your office and didn't show up tomorrow and you called in and you had the flu, forget the coronavirus wasn't here. Yeah, well, Jerry's got the flu. You know, would everybody quarantine themselves? Would they call up their friends and say, you got to quarantine yourself because I know somebody or my boss had the flu? Nobody says anything. We shrug our shoulders. Well, it is a deathly disease worldwide. At least 750 million to a billion people contract the flu every year. 750,000 to a million die every year of the flu. Think about it like this. If we treated the flu like we're treating the coronavirus, October 1st of every year, we would shut down every business. Mm. We'd all stay at home with our kids. Nobody would go to school. You wouldn't go to church. You wouldn't go to any athletic events, and you go nowhere, musical concerts or anything. You wouldn't be around a crowded group of people for 6 months a year. Now, what would that do to the economy?
Wow.
It would crash us. We got to work. I mean, these things happen. Diseases happen, and they go on. The coronavirus is there's only 120,000 cases worldwide. Say there are 10 times that many. Say there's really 1.2 million. That still pales in significance compared to the annual flu epidemic. Well, we've got something to treat the flu. Or look, if you think the federal government can stop the coronavirus with money, you've got another thought coming. If the federal government could stop any, look, the thing you laugh at, I'm from the federal government, and I'm going to help you. Really? Who trusts the federal government to do anything, much less be in charge of your health? They cannot take care of your health. If they could, we wouldn't have an annual flu epidemic, and 50,000 Americans wouldn't die every year because we'd have a cure. We don't.
All right, let's take a look. Okay, so we got that point, and I think that's really important. Now, and by the way, there's a Christian point that I saw you make on the video, and I really appreciated that.
Well, here, let me tell you what
the point about Timothy. Yeah, go ahead.
Right. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Think accurately. Think rationally. Remember the old FBI movie with Aaron Burr on it? He used to walk in and go, just the facts, ma'am, just the facts.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I just gave you the facts. You can check these facts.
Right.
This is all blown out of proportion. But what we want to talk about is what you can do proactively to strengthen your immune system so that you're healthy. Healthy people don't get sick. It's the unhealthy people that attract viruses and bacterial infections.
Okay, so what can we do? We have 7 minutes.
Who's this going to attack? It's going to attack the infirm, the elderly, that are debilitated, people that have chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, heart disease, diabetes. Their immune systems are compromised. Those are going to be most likely to get the disease and have severe problems with the disease, even death from the disease. Mm. But the vast majority of people, like you and me, we're not going to have a problem with it at all. But what you need to do is keep your immune system healthy. So I've got a simple plan, Jerry. Okay. A, B, C, D, Z. A, B, C, D, Z. What do I mean? Take vitamin A, a good B complex, copious amounts of vitamin C. I recommend 1,000 milligrams per 25 pounds of body weight day in and day out. Monkeys and guinea pigs are the only mammals that don't make their own vitamin C, and all the other mammals make equivalent of 1,000 milligrams for 25 pounds of body weight. If you weigh 200 pounds, take 8,000 milligrams a day. I take 18,000 every day, and I've done for years. For over 30 years, I've taken at least 10,000. And then take vitamin D. So we have A, B, C, D, and zinc. That's what you need to take on a daily basis, not just now. You need to take that every day to keep your immune system healthy. Then you need to get down to an ideal body weight by improving your eating pattern. So you eat healthy. Don't eat junk food. Get yourself on a good eating program where you eliminate the simple carbs that convert to sugar. That would be your pizza, pasta, cookie, cakes, all the grain products, corn, potatoes, and rice. They convert to sugar. That depresses your immune system. So you don't want to do that. You want to get down to an ideal body weight. Exercise. Make sure you're taking your vitamins and minerals, eating healthy, and you're going to do fine. You're not going to have a problem. You don't need to be 6 feet away from your wife or your spouse or your friends. I mean, you can shake hands with people, really, and say hello. You're not going to get anything. It's just not worldwide. It's not happening. Even in China, you know, they said there are 80,000 people that have it. Say there were 800,000. That's only 1 out of 2,000 people. In America, we had the flu. It's 1 out of 10. So what I'm offering, what I've got is I've got Dr. Hochi's Immune Pack. I've got it in Hochi Vitamins, and that contains vitamin A, B complex, C, D, and zinc. And that's a good starter for somebody who wants to get themselves on a path to health and wellness. So you can go to Hochi, H-O-T-Z-E, vitamins.com. Or if you want a copy of my book, Hormones, Health, and Happiness, it's one of my books, to find out how to get on a path of health and wellness, I'll be glad if they call in and say, I heard on Jerry's program, I heard about the book, Hormones, Health, and Happiness. I'll give them a free hardback copy of my book. It's over 120,000 and have been produced and distributed and sold nationwide. And that's a book that will help you get on a path of health and wellness naturally if you follow the plan in it. And you can call 281-698-8698, 281-698-8698. You can ask for the book. It's after hours here now. Obviously, you could call, leave your name and number, and we'll have somebody send it to you next week. But that's what you need to do. Don't be upset. Take a deep breath. Be calm. Think rationally. Think accurately. Use common sense. And you're going to be fine, America. This is going to pass.
I understand that most of the people who've died, for example, in America, most of them are very old. Like, for example, the vast majority are over 80 years old.
Hello, that's what I'm saying. You know, people that are in their 80s and 90s and in a nursing home are at the end stage of their lives anyway, and they're going to be the most prone to attract get a viral infection. That's who's going to glom onto is the people that are unhealthy. They don't have good, healthy immune system. That's just the nature of life. That's what happens as we get older. If you don't keep yourself healthy, you know, you're just going to be prone to health problems. And so what you want to do is take charge of your health now. So as you get older, you still have energy, vitality, and enthusiasm for life. That's what you want to have. And those people that there are older people that are healthy and they're running, they're jogging, they're taking their vitamins and minerals, they're taking their hormones, they feel great. They're in there. I've got my pastor in my church. He's wonderful. He's 83. He looks like a 40-year-old man. He outruns me and outjogs me. He takes vitamins and minerals. He does everything. He's an awesome preacher, and he's going and blowing. But now there's some other guys that are 65, and they look like they ought to be in a nursing home. You know, so it's a matter of how you keep yourself, and you're in charge of your health. Your spouse isn't. Your boss isn't. Your insurance company isn't. Your doctor isn't. The federal government surely isn't in charge of your health, and Bernie Sanders is not in charge of your health. You're in charge of your health.
By the way, how do you feel about the way some of this has been politicized?
Oh, my gosh. How terrible is that?
Yeah.
Look, you go back to when Obama had the swine flu.
We have a minute left. Go ahead.
When Obama had the swine flu, nobody said it. He didn't declare it an emergency for 6 months. 12,000 people died. It was 6 months in, and everybody said he handled it great. He did a great job. Well, this is all being politicized. They want to drive the market down. They want to drive Trump out of office. That's what it's all about.
Wow. That's incredible. Okay, so recapping our top story, do A, B, C, D, and Z. A is
right.
Vitamin A, B.
B complex.
B complex.
Vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc.
D3, what is that? D3.
That is the active vitamin D. When you buy vitamin D, buy it as vitamin D3.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us, Dr. Hochi. So it's still there, but we ought not to blow it beyond
proportion. Don't worry.
Don't
blow it out of proportion. The flu is much more dangerous and much more prevalent than this is. This is going to pass. I'm just going to put down a prediction.
Okay.
By May 1st, it'll all be old news.
What's
May
that?
1st,
May 1st, it'll be old news. Okay. Well, you heard it first here, folks. Okay. Thanks so much, Dr. Hochi.
Thank
all the
you,
best.
My friend. God bless you.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.